I'm sure that all of you know Katamari Damacy. It's about rolling a ball and picking up as many objects as you can in a finite amount of time, and hopefully you'll be able to make it into a planet. I've never made it into a planet, but that's it. Or, you know, Vib Ribbon was not distributed here in the United States. It was a PlayStation game, but mostly for Japan, and it was one of the first video games in which you could choose your own music. So you would put into the PS station, you would put your own CD, and then the game would change alongside your music. So really fantastic. Not to mention EVE Online. EVE Online is an artificial universe, if you wish, but one of the diplomats that was killed in Benghazi, not Ambassador Stevens, but one of his collaborators, was a really big shot in EVE Online. So here you have a diplomat in the real world that spends his time in EVE Online to kind of test, maybe, all of his ideas about diplomacy and about universe building, and to the point that the first announcement of the bombing was actually given on EVE Online. And after his death, several parts of the universe were named after him. And I was just recently at the EVE Online fan festival at Reykjavik that was quite amazing. I mean, we're talking about an experience that, of course, can seem weird to many, but that is very educational. Of course, there are games that are even more educational. Dwarf Fortress is like the holy grail of this kind of massive multiplayer online games. And in fact, the two Adams brothers were in Reykjavik, and they were like, they were greeted by a standing ovation by all the EVE Online fans. It was like amazing to see. And it's a beautiful game. So you start seeing here that the aesthetics that are so important to a museum collection like MoMA's are kept alive also by the selection of these games. And you know, Valve, you know, Portal is an example of a video game in which you have a certain type of violence, which also leads me to talk about one of the biggest issues that we had to discuss when we acquired the video games, what to do with violence, right? We had to make decisions. At MoMA, interestingly, there's a lot of violence depicted in the art part of the collection. But when I came to MoMA 19 years ago, and as an Italian, I said, you know what, we need a Beretta. I was told, like, no, no guns in the design collection. I was like, why? Interestingly, I learned that it's considered that in design, in the design collection, what you see is what you get. So when you see a gun, it's an instrument for killing in the design collection. If it's in the art collection, it might be a critique of the killing instrument. So it's very interesting, but we are acquiring our critical dimension also in design, so maybe one day we'll be able to acquire also the guns. But here, in this particular case, we decided, you know, with Kate and Paul, that we would have no gratuitous violence. So we have Portal, because you shoot walls in order to create new spaces. We have Street Fighter 2, because martial arts are good. but we don't have... But we don't have GTA because maybe it's my own reflection. I've never been able to do anything but crashing cars and shooting prostitutes and pimps, you know. So it was not very constructive.